Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. Eclipse of the Self. I dissolved in the shadow of my own becoming, where every heartbeat was an echo of absence, and every breath a question unspoken. The world pressed against my ribs, but in the hollow between despair and forgetting, a seed trembled, ancient, patient, luminous. From it rose fire unbidden, not to burn what remained, but to weave the fragments of me into a new geometry of being. I walked through the ruins of yesterday, not seeking light, but becoming it. Each step an unmaking and a return, each scar a hymn, each tear a river that bore me home. And when dawn finally leaned into my chest, I did not rise as I was. I rose as I had always been, a soul forged in shadow, tempered in loss, and reborn in the quiet, unrelenting brilliance of myself. By Ruvani. Cold plunging. Breath leaves my lips like a bird, and I feel the cardinals and the chickadees and the cold in my hands sing. I become the shiver of saying it. I love you enough to let you live. By Kristen Yates. Of love and hell. Of how the hell fell in love and went straight to heaven. I know the story of a dove who used to weep for a raven. Nights when earth cried for tearing sun and moon apart. When horizons used to pain world. There was no war in the name of art. Take me back to the time when agony was not a trend. Time of ancients. Where lies beginnings end. By Kajal. New dawn. Smile on me. The sun is awakening. Yesterday and today left no crumbs. We begin from there. I won't tell you how to live, but be happy. Be happy one step at a time. Love, eat, and pray. Give thanks and make merry. Today will be gone, so will you someday. But what will matter is that you lived well. So be happy. Be happy. By Benedicta Chirama Ade. January born. I was winter's child, wrapped in borrowed wool, breath small as frost on window panes. The world outside was brittle then, trees bare-boned against a sky that never learned warmth, roads lined with grit and quiet. Inside, there was laughter. Steam from mugs that fogged the kitchen glass, a lullaby of radiators clanking as if they too were proud to keep me alive. January taught me patience, that buds sleep long before they bloom, that light returns in rationed teaspoons, that beginnings aren't always bright, but they are strong. And so when I look back, I see my first days threaded with cold, yet stitched with care, a child born not to fireworks, but to the hush of snow, the steady hands of a year just learning how to start again. By J.C. My heart is a museum of every person I've ever loved. My dad's birthday is National Startover Day. Yesterday, I told the ocean that I would let go of all the victim bullshit. I would let the past me be in the rear view. I will be new after washing my feet in the sand. Venus, I said, I will have more fun and love, and I won't be bitter and sad about what I don't have. I will appreciate being 34 and on vacation with my husband alone. I will appreciate the new pet sitter who I know will train my dog. I will appreciate the rabbits I saw 3 to 4 times this week. I will appreciate the small crab on the beach who was walked on. But goddammit, he lived. My heart is a museum of every person I've ever loved. His mom is Port Marion Plates and Hey There, Delilah, because she thought it reminded her of us, which made no damn sense, but it's her song now. My heart is a museum of every person I've ever loved. My grandfather, it's coffee shops and poppies. My grandmother, it's yellow daffodils, cigarettes, and knit sweaters. My mom is MAC red lipstick. My dad is tanned, freckled skin. My husband is blue eyes and big hands. By Megan Phillips. Crawl space. This was the year of the snake, but I didn't realize it until the end. Now I feel free from my itchy skin, like emerging from the steam room, pores open, every ounce of old squoze out. The beginning of the year brought exit, retreat from our burrow until the fire subsided. This summer we saw a rattle on the trail. They sun themselves right in the middle of the footpath. Your vibrations alert them to exit before you see them, unless they're feeling particularly drowsy. And who hasn't felt slow, half-napping in the midday light? We crashed out of fall and into winter with a jolt. It was impossible to move until we found release in slithering along the sand to the sea, where we could dig our toes in and recall our feet, polish them new with the grit, and murmur to our insides how glad we were to be cartwheeling as the sun set on the snake. By Maggie Devers. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.